From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. In tropical South Florida, it's safe to say that spraying for mosquitoes is on the to-do list for most counties. But as WLRN reporter Luis Hernandez tells us, one Miami-Dade city has found a loophole in a state law to keep the county's mosquito control department from overspraying.
Yesterday, South Miami commissioners voted to redefine the city as a wildlife sanctuary. That would allow it to negotiate more controlled spraying under Florida law. Mayor Philip Stoddard is also a biology professor at Florida International University. He says chemicals Miami-Dade's Mosquito Control Division uses is deadly to different species of butterflies and a rare Florida bat. But mosquito control officials say the sheer volume of the insects in the area makes spraying necessary. Spraying is also a powerful tool in the fight against mosquito-borne illnesses like the West Nile and chikungunya viruses. South Miami commissioners also voted to come up with a mosquito control plan that both the city and mosquito control officials can live with. I'm Luis Hernandez in Miami.
A former Florida governor is urging young Floridians to get involved in the political process. During a visit to the state capitol yesterday, Bob Martinez told a group of graduate students that being interested in politics early in life led him to a successful career. Martinez told the students that a passion for civics begins by getting actively involved with issues important to them. And he also gave them some tips on how to win an election.
I mentioned who's going to vote and why they're going to vote and when they're going to vote. Whether it's early voting, absentee, or showing up at the poll.
Martinez was joined by Florida Secretary of State Ken Detzner, who says that recent world events show why it's important for young people to get engaged politically. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.